The whole inner life of the ordinary man is nothing but an automatized contact between two or three series of associations made up of impressions previously perceived by him and fixed in each of his three differently natured localizations or brains through the action of some chance impulse arising in him. When these associations reappear, that is to say, when corresponding impressions are repeated, one can see that under the influence of some accidental inner or outer shock, impressions of the same nature are repeated in another localization. All the particularities of the worldview of the ordinary man and the characteristic features of his individuality ensue from and depend on the sequence of impulses arising in him at the moment of perceiving new impressions, and also on the automatism established for starting the process of repetition of those impressions. And it is this that explains the incongruity which can be observed even by the ordinary man of the various dissociations having nothing in common that flows simultaneously in him during his passive state. These impressions are perceived in a man's common presence by means of three apparatuses in him which act as perceivers of the seven what are called planetary center of gravity vibrations found in him as in all animals. The structure of these three perceiving apparatuses in man is the same for each part of the mechanism. They resemble clean wax gramophone discs, and on these discs, or as they might otherwise be called, reels, all the impressions received are recorded from the first days after a man's appearance in the world, and even before, during the period of his formation in his mother's womb. And the different apparatuses constituting this general mechanism also possess a certain automatic device, thanks to which newly entering impressions, in addition to being recorded alongside similar ones previously perceived, are also recorded in chronological order. Thus, every impression experienced is recorded in several places on several reels, and on these reels it is preserved unchanged. These impressed perceptions have the property, on contact with vibrations of the same nature and quality, of, so to say, rousing themselves, and an action is then repeated in them similar to the one that evoked their first arising. And it is this repetition of previously perceived impressions that engenders what is called an association. And the parts of this repetition that enter the field of a man's attention condition what is called memory.